Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and today I'm once again joined by Wes Campbell and Brian Dubar. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
LA Confidential is brought to you by Sports Adente, your recipe for LA sports. If you love LA sports, be the Dodgers, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, not the Ducks or Angels, because no one cares.
Trout.
Chargers.
Suck my ass.
Chargers. Then Sports Adente is a site for you. We also offer weekly and daily fantasy football advice. We offer three packages, monthly, yearly, and lifetime. Be sure to use the code LA Confidential to get 10% off any package. Now today, we're going to be breaking down the NFL schedule. Woo!
Yeah!
Finally.
Carson Wentz's bum leg. Woo!
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
He's got a leg injury now?
Oh, it's a stress factor. The
glass.
The trailers for Child's Play, Star Wars Episode 9, and Hobbs and Shaw. We're also going to be talking about Game of Thrones. The LA Kings got a coach and a bunch of other stuff. So let's get right into it. The NFL schedule. Woo!
Yeah,
there's some juicy matchups.
Isn't Raiders have, like, they're on the road for, like, 4 or 5 weeks straight?
Yeah. Well, yeah, from week three to nine.
Well, they don't have a team.
They don't deserve it. They're basically homeless. Yeah, because the city of, they're fighting with the city of Oakland for the lease. They're going to get it for one more year.
Are they officially in the Coliseum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in the Coliseum for this year, and then next year...
They're on their own.
Yeah.
Because Vegas won't be ready till 2021, at least, I think.
Okay.
But there were talks of them playing at the University of Nevada's stadium.
Okay, well, why don't they just play at UNLV? Like, that's where the Las Vegas Outlaws of the XFL played. What, the Raiders are too good for that? Just saying.
I don't think the Raiders are too good for anything quite yet.
But yeah, they're homeless for a reason.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you fight with your city.
Yep.
Or they trade away their everything.
Well, they got stuff back now. But yeah, the schedule has some juicy matchups. The Rams have the 10th easiest schedule on paper right now. Right now. They get the Saints week 2, which, thank God, I can't wait for that week to be over. it's going to be annoying. And the over-under on them showing that play, I want to put it like 6.5 and take the over.
I'm gonna take the over.
Oh, Fox won't be able to help themselves.
Yeah,
like they're gonna relitigate it and all that crap.
You know who's actually? I'm surprised that they gave so many of the primetime games to
the Giants. They got two Monday night games.
Yeah, I don't want to get.
I'm not surprised about the Browns.
Yeah, neither am I.
No way.
I'm not surprised.
I would figure that they wouldn't.
Oh no,
they have like what, 8 primetime games? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, 5. But they have
5.
They got 5.
Okay, sorry, I thought it was 8.
No, one of which is the Rams on Sunday night, and the Browns are hosting, so that should be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really jacked for that one, because A, it'll be a fun game, B, the crowd will be so happy.
Yeah, because their team actually looks good on paper.
They do. Like, they're everyone's buying into Cleveland, which, hooray, they deserve it.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
Well, their owner's terrible, but Haslam's not a good owner.
Well, he doesn't manage everything.
Yeah, he does. That's why they went through so many coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is like the first year that he hasn't really...
Then who was the team that got the whole team of people?
Well, it's John Dorsey, the former GM of the Chiefs. They brought him in and just let him do his thing.
Right, okay, so yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
But before that, it was like...
It was all owner stuff.
But this is year two. This is year two of the Dorsey run, so we'll see how far it goes. Like, they don't make the playoffs, and they have a stumble, and who knows what Haslam will do.
The Bengals finally win a playoff.
Oh my! And by the way, they have a Monday nighter. They play the Steelers on Monday night. How the hell did that happen?
Oh, people love underdogs. I think that they're just kind of going in for the underdog mentality.
Like, oh, it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry, even though the Steelers got primetime games out of respect, even though they're not going to be that good.
No, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how Connor comes back from his injury.
Yeah. But well, and how just what they do without Brown, Brown for full time.
Yeah, but there was no tape. Nobody knew who the hell Connor was or what he was capable of. And he did great. I mean, he was obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Ask our friend Armando.
Yeah, I had him in my other fantasy league, so I can attribute.
But he's not a dual threat. Like,
No.
I mean, he's not Bell. That's just the thing. So now there's...
And we don't even know if Bell's going to be Bell.
Yeah.
That's true. I think he'll be okay.
By the way, I think
the Jets are going to be at
they
least
got a
start
Monday
out.
Nighter. They're one of the first... They have an early one, I think.
Yeah.
They have two Monday Nighters, don't they?
I don't know. I mean, they could easily fizzle out or whatever, but I think that they're another one that you can watch out for. A potential...
Maybe.
One.
Maybe. So. They have a new coach, so who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Gase is fine.
Yeah, and nobody, they don't have an identity, so that's going to be a surprise for the, you know.
If Adam Gage, I want I them to show that, that
they're gonna
that interview or his
his press conference.
Yeah, there we go. I just want. I'm surprised that's not more of a meme right now.
It will be. Trust me. When if, especially when things go south for the Jets, that'll be the gif everyone shows.
Yeah, they have a Monday night week two.
There we go. I knew it was an early one
against the Browns.
There it is.
That should be a fun one.
Well, you got the both the Cowboys and the Eagles have Monday night games against the Giants,
which I don't understand that.
That's a 12, that's a New York thing. That has to be.
It's
New York.
Well, it's the NFC. And it's like the Cowboys every year. We start our season off against the Giants.
Well, yeah, but I mean, on later you play them at New York Monday night. And
I think, no, I know.
You guys, wait, actually, well, is it Eagles well, Giants on a Monday night?
It probably is. It's an East Coast rivalry, and there's a lot of people that go.
I well, mean, that and look at the
it'll be a lively crowd no matter what
for the Cowboys last year.
Mm-hmm.
It came down to the last like 60 seconds, and Beasley got that touchdown.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, because his knee went down in the end zone, and then...
Oh, yeah, and that game that they really... That people thought they weren't supposed to... They really shouldn't have tried?
Yeah,
okay.
And they did, for some odd reason, but whatever, I'll take it.
It worked, it didn't hurt him yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys have the Giants on Monday night as well.
Yeah, but I mean...
It's, and you have a couple of good Sunday nighters, too.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Like,
I'm just bummed that... I was kind of hoping that there was somehow, some way they would... Come back to California, maybe against Oakland, but I knew it wasn't going to happen this year.
No, you weren't, and you weren't going. You weren't playing the AFC West this year, so
I know. Yeah, so
which AFC? I'm surprised are you guys
actually the Cowboys don't play the Rams. I thought for sure.
Yeah, they do.
We
late in the year.
Yeah, we're hosting them.
It's like it's the same.
Oh, you
week,
are?
It's the same week. It's the same.
Oh, see, I didn't see that.
It's the same week we went of our.
Okay,
game.
That makes sense. That's what I thought. I was going to be in Jerry World. Somebody at my a coworker was
I thought
a
it
Dallas
was,
fan.
I
too.
Thought it was supposed to be out here, but. I was wrong.
No, because last time...
No, because you played in L.A., and yeah, it's going to be in Jerry World. Yeah,
fair enough.
Which... Wes would have been creaming his pants if he even remotely thought that...
I know, well, we were going to go to that one. I planned on going.
And I did go. I went last year to the playoff game.
No. I'm talking about if you thought it was a possibility that there wasn't going to be in Jerry World.
Oh, yeah. If they came out here, I'd definitely go.
Oh, yeah.
We'd field trip.
I would have gone just to heckle everybody and get my ass kicked.
You're damn right.
It's okay. I've been drunk then. So I've been drunk.
We all have. We all have.
I was hammered for my own game. Well, damn it, I'll be hammered.
But yes, the Rams have Baltimore on Monday night. They're trying Mexico again with Chiefs and Chargers, I believe. Is it Chiefs Chargers?
I think so.
Yeah. They're trying that and trying Mexico again, which good luck with that.
Yeah.
Just don't book a Shakira concert the weekend before. Just saying.
I get how like the NFL is trying to make the NFL like a worldwide brand and everything, but I mean they haven't had a real successful game in Mexico yet.
Years ago they had a Chiefs Raiders one like four or five years ago that was actually kind of fun, I thought. Wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I just know that like recent successes
right
been there. And I mean, the only one that they have success at is when they go over to London and
even that
Wembley Stadium, right?
Wembley Stadium, and Tottenham Hotspur's new stadium is getting some use too. They have Bears Raiders.
Yeah.
Cowboys Bears! It's a Sunday nighter.
Yeah. That's going to be a fun one.
Is it? It's in Chicago, right?
And
then you guys have the Bills on Thanksgiving, which that's an interesting choice, but okay.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird too. Why we would play the Bills on Thanksgiving?
Well, you've played Miami on Thanksgiving before. I remember that.
A lot of Cowboys. Leon Lett.
Was that a Ron Dane game?
It was a...
Or not Ron Dane.
There was one... one of Leon Lett's famous plays where they went to get the field goal in the snow and he...
But not even that. Like, they played... They hosted Miami on Thanksgiving one year. And
a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like a Ricky Williams game, actually. I think...
It was a Brown.
It was a Ronnie Brown game.
There we go.
Okay, yeah. But, so it's not that weird, but it's just like the Bills.
Yeah, I mean,
good for them, I guess. I get a primetime game.
Yeah.
Then it's in Lions, Bears on Thanksgiving. And then Falcons, Saints.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see how Falcons do against...
Yeah, this should be fun. And the Rams host Atlanta. Thank God. I thought they were going to be mean and make them go to Atlanta again and and relive their mistake.
Oh, from 2 years ago?
No, the Super Bowl. That's what the Super Bowl was.
Yeah.
It was in Hotlanta.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was thinking of the playoff game that they lost against the Falcons.
No, that was in LA.
It's a
no, it was in LA because Atlanta was a wild card.
Saints at Atlanta for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No, it's a really fun schedule. You know, the Cowboys got a good draw too. Are you guys at Foxborough or does Tom Brady come to Jerry World?
No, I believe we're at Foxborough. I just actually had that game pulled up. Yeah, we're at Foxborough.
Okay.
And fun fact, Cowboys have never beaten Tom Brady, so maybe this is the year.
Maybe.
I'm hoping.
I mean, you know, he's...
Well, we all know he's retiring, so...
No, he's not. Yeah, right. He'll retire 6 years after we die.
Yeah.
He's a roach. Just stomp on him, but he's not.
Did you guys see that story with Gronkowski and how he put a dent in the Lombardi trophy?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, he used it as a bat or whatever.
I'm sure he did.
And the Patriots are going to sit there and keep the dent in the trophy.
Well, sure.
And use it as a story.
Well, sure. I mean, whatever. They have five other ones. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's still cleaner than whichever trophy Robert Kraft has. Just saying.
From that massage parlor?
Oh, we'll get the video on that soon. Good job, Florida prosecution.
I know the internet has tons of videos. Shocking videos, but that is something I will not be looking into.
No. We'll take your word for it. We know what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron Rodgers goes to Arrowhead on Sunday night. That should be fun.
Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's a good game.
Depends if the Packers are the Packers.
Uh-oh. Well, even still, like, if Rodgers is playing, I'm in.
That's true.
Like, that's on paper, it's a fun game.
Coming from a Cowboys fan, you can't doubt Aaron Rodgers.
No, you can't. Especially if you're a Cowboys fan, you can't.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He's broken your heart
twice.
Oh, it's great. The last game against them, he just totally, like, took over the crowd in Dallas. He's just like, I think they panned to him, and he's like, this is my house.
Well,
that's the ultimate, just like, prove him, wow.
Prove him wrong, Cowboys fans. Yeah. Just saying.
That was great for me to watch.
And one of the Rams' early primetime games were at Seattle on Thursday night on Fox. As Fox gets like five good Thursday night games a year.
Didn't they win the bid last year for?
They did. That was the prime, and that was the sweeten the deal was to give them some plum games.
Yeah.
Which if you're NFL Network or ESPN, you're like, what the fuck, man? I mean, like, I know the TV rights come up in like 2020, so. We'll see, but, you know, it's just kind of funny. I mean, you're still going to get your yearly, like, Jags-Titans for no reason on Thursday night.
Hey,
but
those are still a good team. Still a good team.
Well, the Jags, everyone wants to see them now because they have Big Dick Nick.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
I have a complete crap Jags jersey because of lost a bet.
Is it Mark Brunell?
No. This is one of the ones you get on like eBay or Amazon. Yeah. Oh. It's like got the 00 on it.
Oh,
and it
really?
Just says Jaguars
on the back. I could have sworn you had like a Mark Brunell jersey.
No,
for some
I'll show
reason,
you a picture later. It literally, no, it was I lost a bet with my friend Will.
Oh, was it that sticker bet?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And I got a jersey off online. It was like $20, and it looks. If you look at it, it actually looks like it could be an Eagles jersey. It's really funny.
Oh, okay.
So it's just that old turquoise, ugly color, but it just has 00 on it. It says Jaguars, like, you know, on the chest part. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't even have the symbols on the sleeves. It just says Jaguars in the front, Jaguars on the back is the name.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I'm keeping that, baby. I was gonna give that up, but I'm going to keep it now. I might even mess with it just to put, like, number. I think he's number 7 now.
Sure.
He's number 7 now, yeah.
Why not?
I don't know who has 9.
But honestly, speaking of the Seahawks, Wilson got paid on Monday.
He did get paid, yeah.
He deserves
five
that,
year.
Though.
Yeah.
I didn't see any reporting about like the debt. I'm like, oh, wow, the Seahawks are really going to play chicken with this. And then, of course, you wake up Tuesday morning and he signs the biggest deal, even eclipsing Rodgers.
Yeah.
Fair. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess the big seller on that contract is the no trade clause.
Oh, there's no trade clause?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that I guess that was like the big...
I mean, not that they'd ever trade him, but still.
It's so entertaining to think that.
They only have one first-round draft pick, right? They didn't pick any up for anything?
No.
Okay, so they'll pick fairly early. Because they're not going to have any money to give.
Oh, no, they get a later round pick because they make the playoffs. They're at least in the early 20s.
Oh, yeah.
God, don't you remember? The Cowboys destroyed... Well, not
no,
destroyed,
I, yeah,
but...
I don't know. We went from...
We dominated.
We went from Jags to Seahawks, and for some reason...
No, the Jags do pick early.
Yeah, the Jags definitely.
They're top. They're yes. top. They're like just top ten.
Yeah, they're relevant in my book. And I don't even. I've never hated the Jags. You just never.
Oh no, you just always just felt bad.
Let's be honest. We were talking about Bortles before, and we still have fun with that.
Oh, we'll be talking about Bortles man. A lot this year.
Garbage. Oh God,
garbage man is in LA, baby.
Yep.
You gotta watch behind. You gotta be careful, Goff.
Oh yeah. Well, Goff does have to be careful because even though they'll pick up that fifth year option, anything beyond that, you gotta earn, buddy.
Yep.
Just saying. Adam Thielen also got paid, as he should.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. That he's a great story.
So. He is a great story. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who would have thought that he would have been their, really their best receiver?
I know he's better than Stephon Diggs. Sorry.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah.
Well, Stephon Diggs got paid because of that. Just that the miracle play. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
It was all Adam Thielen that year, last year, and who knows what he's going to do this year.
Yeah,
probably the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly. He's really. I mean, he's extremely. He's a confident player, but he's a reliable guy.
Yeah, fundamentally, he's got good hands. He's a good route runner.
Yep.
He knows how to get
deep.
Open.
Yeah, and go deep.
Exactly.
We'll see if Cousins can actually find him this year.
Which is this? That's ridiculous because you got those two, and Diggs isn't terrible. You know,
no,
he's not.
No, we're not saying he's not terrible.
But,
just like,
but yeah, you got Miller, and you got Rudolph too.
Yeah. I love Rudolph.
Dude, like, you have weapons, man. You got the predominant...
And Dalvin Cook when he's healthy.
Exactly.
Well, they just need to fix their line. That's what was the problem. Their interior line was garbage. And that really manifested itself when they played the Rams. Like, they just got smothered.
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, Eagles too and whatnot. But I'm just saying, like, when they played against really good D-lines, they got destroyed because they couldn't protect Cousins.
But we lost that game, but we won the war.
Oh yeah, like you, season. Like
because they dropped a turd to Chicago for a no. That was great, and watch, and that bit Chicago.
It,
but,
it
so
did bite Chicago.
That's hilarious.
I'm glad it bit Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, I liked. They were cool to watch. I mean, they were hard hitting.
Well, I know, but this is going to be be the year where you find out. All right, is this a fluke or not?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Let's see. Chris Hogan's a Panther because sure, the Rams will see him week one. Unless he, you know, they don't decide not to play him, because who cares? the Pats signed Austin Safari and Jenkins to replace Gronk, because sure.
Well, you know.
I'm sure they'll draft two other tight ends also, and one of them will be another Hall of Famer.
Jenkins has been a good player, right? Check stats. No.
the Jets showed off their new uniforms, and I don't understand why. They look like one of those like sub-conference teams, like a Conference USA team. Like in college, you're like, what the hell? Who the hell are these people? Like the ones that are on like a Tuesday night on ESPN2.
Maybe something out of the Replacements movie.
Yeah, like, like one of those movies where the league won't let you use the logo, so you have to like come up with your own.
Yeah,
it's on ESPN The Ocho.
Yeah, it's on The Ocho. they look like AAF jerseys, actually. Rest in peace.
Yep.
The Chargers announced they're going to be wearing their powder blues all year when they're at home, which good.
Okay.
As it should be.
Yeah, I like those
are good jerseys. Those are good jerseys.
I think that's a good design for him. The Pats signed Demaryius Thomas.
They did sign Demaryius Thomas. Yeah. I forgot about that, which, sure.
He got arrested last year, right?
No, he got hurt.
Well, I know he got hurt, but didn't he get like arrested shortly after
that?
Yes,
he did.
For a DUI?
Yes, he did.
So
he got a Dewey. But yeah, he got hurt right after he got traded to the Texans, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he...
In the first game,
he blew out
his Achilles.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right.
And then, you know, Carson Wentz updated. He said his leg still hurts because he has a stress fracture. No, it's, you know, stress. He has a stress fracture. Is it his back? That is his leg.
Well, he was out last year because of his back.
I know, but I thought there was a stress fracture, too. Or is the stress fracture in his back?
No, that's in his back.
Well, that's still great.
I think, yeah, it's what Romo had, right? Didn't Romo have that?
Well, that's really comforting.
No. Hey, Romo was still a great player. He's a great fantasy player.
But like the back didn't manifest till later. I mean, at least this is...
No, I think it's... I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure it's just his back. And, you know, I mean...
just
that was
his
kinda,
back.
That was kinda,
just his back.
From a Cowboys fan, like, that's still concerning.
It's not great. Because, you know...
And, I mean, again, look at Romo. He hurt his back late in his career.
This is
Wentz hurting... early in his career.
Yeah, he's still on his first contract.
Yeah.
It could be smoke and mirrors.
Oh, wow.
They're falsely putting him on the injury report just because.
Why not? Hey, you can put the whole team on the injury report right now. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but, you know, backs take a while. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I know, yeah. Well,
and, you know, they're in a position where they have to figure out if they want to keep him long term or pay him long term.
Well, that's going to be motivation for him. And if he is injury prone, then they...
Well, you can be motivated all you want, but if your body's not
if he doesn't work out, draft that kid from Oregon. No, that's kind of messed up.
They won't have him, though. They won't be bad enough to have him.
I know. I think they're going to...
what they're going to do is they're going to wait, like, 2 years for when, like...
The fifth-year pickup?
No.
They'll pick up the fifth-year
option. Yeah, they're obviously going to pick up the fifth-year, because it's kind of a you have to.
Well, I'm just
saying... If Winston's option got picked up,
they're going to wait 2 years.
Right, and then, absolutely. Yeah.
They're going to wait 2 years and try and get Big Dick Nick back.
By then he'll like it in Florida. He'll have won a Super Bowl in Jacksonville.
Totally.
It's warm down there.
And their fans don't eat horse crap.
It's much easier to build churches down there because it's all swamp.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just take over all the Hooters
that
get foreclosed.
He's a Texas kid, so yeah, he's in the South. He's back in the South, so. Well, I think he's really been
different
in California.
South, but yeah.
Yes, I know. I've been laws that live.
It's a very different South.
In Georgia and.
Well, I'm just being climate wise. Like Texas, it's humid and it's more humid in Florida. It's tropical.
But no, he'll. We'll see. Let's just see what happens. I mean, and Winston didn't play bad last year. His stats were great.
No, he was fine. I'm just saying, it's like God.
And he could have played with that injury that he had, but they pulled him, and then.
You really want him to play with that injury?
Oh, no. I think, it paid off great and everything, but then the whole Nick Foles story started, and then the locker room. There's drama with every football team. There's drama with your good old Dallas Cowboys. There's drama with the Rams. There's drama with all the good teams right now.
Except for the Pats.
And the terrible teams.
Except for the Pats. If there's drama,
that's why they're the best, because... I hate them so much, but man, they do business. They are a business.
It's a solid infrastructure.
Exactly. Yeah. And everything, you don't hear anything.
Nope.
It's like you hear it from the dirt sheets, but you're never going to hear it from...
No.
From the Emperor.
Tom Brady. You won't hear about... You can put as much drama as you want out there. Everything's in-house. Nobody knows what they're going to do.
Nope. You only hear about it like maybe years after, and even then it's like, yeah, but it wasn't that big.
It's really... I mean, it's a crazy time to be a football fan to see that this kind of team, as much as most people hate them, except for the people from Boston, I don't know. I can't explain it.
No,
the longevity that they've had. I mean, obviously Tom Brady's been
it's
there.
It's the infrastructure. It's the infrastructure. Like the Spurs of Pop. Same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good comparison. Alabama?
No.
Ish?
No, because even then you get drama out of Alabama.
Okay.
Well, you can say Alabama, sure. Clemson to a degree because Dabo's, even though Dabo sucks, I hate him. He's a solid infrastructure, too.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to bring up for NFL, though, I'm working on a thing about this right now. It'll go up the week of the draft, but John Harbaugh, I think a month ago, said he wanted the draft to be earlier because it just makes sense. And I couldn't agree more. Your thoughts?
I agree.
Like, here's how I would structure the offseason. You have the winter meetings, like, a week or two after the Super Bowl, as you do. Then you have the scouting combine at the beginning of March. Instead of having free agency, like, in the middle of March, have the draft at the end of March. And then free agency starts middle of April. And then you can get...
Kind of switch the two.
Well, yeah, while free agency is happening, you can have rookie mini camps and stuff to give them more time.
Right.
Yeah, that was his point. He goes, like, the reason why we had the draft so late in the old days is because, like, people would be completing their last semester at school, but... Who the hell is completing the last semester at school? Like you're just in a complex for like 4 months getting ready for the draft, doing all your drills. So why not just do it with your team?
Yep.
And that and that way when the schedule gets released, you have the full scale of what these teams are going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's smart too because you have these, kid like 20-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much have to learn a brand new NFL system.
Well, that's the thing. Like when they had the new CBA in 2011, they cut back on practice time for the vets, but it was really hurting the rookies, especially the linemen.
Yeah,
That's why line play was so shitty for a long stretch because they take receivers and corners take the longest to acclimate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you'd get your rookies in training camp already, and then while you're you're signing for agents, have your veterans show up later because they don't want to come anyway.
Exactly, and they'd rather, like you said, come and save their body for the season because they've already proved themselves in the league. Like it just makes sense.
Exactly, but you make sure get the rookies as much time as possible.
Yeah,
because then it makes it so the September football isn't so terrible.
Exactly, and it makes it more entertaining.
Exactly, I don't understand why they do it so late, except that's how they've always done it.
Yeah,
they're probably gonna change it.
Plus, it just make the NBA figured out how to own sports talk for almost the entire year. Because, like, their season ends, like, in late June, and then, like, a week and a half later, they have their draft, and then a week later in July, they have free agency, and then it goes into summer league. So, like, you know, it's never really off.
Yeah.
And then the season goes from, like, Halloween to June.
Yeah, I mean... I know the NFL's sitting there trying to...
They wanted that. They want that, too.
Exactly, and they can still have that system set up, just...
It'd be better, because then April, it's all... Because, like, the thing that also sucks is, like, you have the draft early, then cool, then you're also... Then teams can figure out what they really want to do. Like, instead of waiting for, like, okay, where does Le'Veon Bell want to go? It's like, I can just use my picks, build the team, build what I want, and then we can just spend money later.
Exactly. And most teams want to sit there and spend the money on the future versus an impact player right now.
It's like, okay, cool, I didn't need Le'Veon Bell. We got some, like, fourth-round running back from, like, Wisconsin or something, and... You know, we don't need to worry about, well, crap, we're screwed if we don't get Bell.
Exactly.
Like, it's, all right, thank you. I thought I was on an island, but John Harbaugh is right.
He's right about something.
He was right about Lamar. Yeah. Took him a while.
That's still yet to be really...
I mean, he was more right than, you know, people were going to give him credit for.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
He was right to go, Flacco's got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I think a lot of people, I'm interested to see how Lamar does now.
I know. Well, we'll see.
But everybody else is
going to... They have a couple primetime games, too.
Right.
Because everybody wants to see Lamar.
Yep.
And who knows what he could be. All right, moving off of the NFL stuff, we have to go to the... to talk about the Lakers.
Luke Walton
got fired last week.
And got rehired
and in a second by the Kings, because the Kings somehow were smarter than the Lakers these days. God bless you, Vlade Divac.
Yep.
Some of the names that have been bandied about in the latest coaching search of the Lakers: Monty Williams, formerly of the New Orleans Pelicans.
What about Lou?
Ty Lue's in the mix too, because he's a LeBron guy. And it's like, well, he was on the Lakers, but his only Laker highlight was getting stepped over by Iverson, so that's great. And he almost had to quit last year because he had health problems, because LeBron stressed him out. Because every other week he's like, oh, they're gonna fire Ty Lue.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's still going to be rough now. I was hoping, but it's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough.
I mean, we got the Dodgers.
Well, yes.
And the Rams, I guess.
Well, the Dodgers are fun, but, like, it baffles me that they refuse to spend money on pitching. Like, you say, okay, fine, don't spend $300 million on Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. Okay. They don't need the hitting, but for the love of God, spend some money on a goddamn bullpen. Every game, it's like they're going to blow it. Every game, they're going to blow it. And
but it's for the ratings.
Most nights they don't. Some nights they do, and you're like, well, if we had a closer, this would be great. But I don't get it. Like, especially Dallas Keuchel of the Astros is still sitting there. Kimbrel from the Red Sox.
Good thing I'm not a diehard baseball fan.
Well, you know.
So.
Seriously.
Let's see. The Kings hired McClellan as their coach. He was fired by the Oilers in October because he couldn't get anything out of a. Is it Connor McDavid or Connor McDaniel?
McDavid,
okay.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid, and it was formerly the Sharks, so that means the Kings will probably go to the second round and blow it every year, which means they'll become the Ducks.
Didn't they make the, what was it, like 2-3 years ago? They went pretty far?
Yeah. Yes, so. They did. Well, they made the Cup, so.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's the Sharks, so they were going to choke.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a good hire. The Clippers had a really awesome 31-point comeback in Oracle, of all places, on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw those highlights.
Yeah, they're getting dropped right now. It's 71-50, and it's almost halftime.
Yep.
I mean, no lead to the Warriors is safe anymore, apparently, but, you know, good for the Clippers. A really scrappy group of guys. No stars, except for when they get Kawhi next year. But, yeah, they're a fun, scrappy team. Good for them.
Yeah, it's currently 71-52 with 47 seconds.
Stupid Lakers. God, the draft lottery is going to be dark. They have a 3% chance of getting Zion, and God only knows if they can get a... If they can get a top 5 pick, maybe, but...
I don't see why they just go after one of the Ball brothers.
No, they got one.
I know.
But hey, good for Lonzo. He fired his dad.
Hey, you know what? Like...
He finally fired his dad, which that shows me he's growing up.
See?
When your dad's business partner steals like $1 million from you, it's kind of time to go.
Nah, what are you talking about?
All right, I found out we have a lot of older listeners subscribing. We're gonna clear out and let Brian talk about Tiger Woods winning the Masters.
I like how he just put that. Thank you.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah, I guess
you knew that was coming.
Well, I mean, I'm
sorry,
not gonna...
sorry we couldn't do this broadcast earlier.
I know. All right, well, I guess I'll just kind of run through. Obviously, for, you know, spoiler alerts, but yeah, Tiger Woods, you know, obviously, probably, honestly, the biggest sports news for this week would probably be the Tiger Woods win.
I still say it's the NFL schedule, but Tiger's pretty close.
You would, but I'm thinking...
I'm kidding. Yeah, the Tiger's obviously a lot of people the
any young generation.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, obviously, you know, that was, I mean, everybody was on Tiger Woods' bandwagon since this... since honestly the Masters started. Great comeback story. My personal opinion, I kind of was like waiting for the new thing. I was kind of over Tiger Woods.
Well, first of all, people
are easy to forget because he was, you know, hated for the crappy personal stuff he did, but you know, celebrities are not human, normal human beings, so you know, it is what it is. But no, I just kind of was, you know, some fresh. I'm a big Ricky Fowler fan, and Ricky Fowler actually did I am.
No, that's not why I'm laughing.
What?
I just like that you have a favorite
and
golfer.
He did pretty well. He was he tied in ninth place, so he was technically in the top 10, so good for him.
He still gets a big check.
He does, yes.
Do they still hand out the big fake
they
like,
do.
Cardboard
oh, yeah.
checks like they did
pictures
in Happy
and, well, the Masters is the jacket. Everybody takes pictures yeah. of
well,
the
you
jacket.
Also get $11 million. Let's not...
Yeah, that's true, right. Yeah. And that was another
not,
thing.
Let's not shy away from
to
you.
Bring that
also
up,
get $11
people million. People were kind of like, oh, Tiger, oh, this, oh, that, for like, what, the whole year or two, you know, because he was injured and he was dealing personal stuff.
Well, then he had a bunch of top three finishes last year, too.
But the man is still... You know how much... I don't even know if people know this, but before the Masters, before the win, all that, he is worth $750 million.
Yeah,
He's worth $740 million.
That's after the divorce.
That's after, and that's before the $11 million coming into his pocket. And now he's going to get all the endorsement deals. He's probably going to get that Tiger
Nike.
Golf again. He's still with Nike, obviously, but they all have something in their clothing line.
Well, yeah, Tiger's got specifically got the shirts.
I just,
no one else
I just
has the
think
shirts.
That's so funny how it's just, you know, it's just like it's an underdog story.
It's a comeback. He's 43.
I think Michael Jordan just said something about like, oh, best comeback I've ever seen. Like
well,
that.
It kind of was. He's dropped. 40. He's 40. Goddamn three.
It was impressive. Yeah, but golf. Let's be honest. Golf is something that old.
Okay.
Mickelson. I mean,
but he didn't do very well. I think Tiger's one of the oldest to actually win a Masters. That's kind of a, like when you get in your 40s, you compete, but you don't necessarily win.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Nicholas got one at like 41, but that was last
right,
major.
Right, and that's what they're now talking about is him to get
can he go over that?
Can he surpass it?
He's got to win four to pass.
It'll be tough, but I mean, we'll see. But
good for Tiger. Honestly,
yeah.
he's when he hugged his kids, that was nice.
Yeah,
I gotta
just,
admit that was nice.
It
was
good,
really nice.
But I wasn't like blown away by it. I watched golf, the whole thing. But
I was watching the NBA playoffs with my brother, and I was like, "Oh shit, Tiger's actually gonna win this thing!"
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit!
Oh, you texted me actually.
I did. I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was great. You know, and it was surprising, and it's exciting, and it gets eyes on the sport.
Do you think he wins another one this year?
Man.
Is he still using a walker to walk down the course?
He looked pretty good, actually. He looked pretty energetic.
Did you watch this before you?
I don't know.
Before
in my experience, with watching Tiger, mm-hmm. especially when he came out after that kind of leave, you know, like he was never. I don't know if it was like emotionally invested, but when the camera was on him, he was not himself.
It's been a long journey.
But now this gives him that juice, so
dollars.
he could be very dangerous.
Maybe I heard the next majors are ones he's like comfortable at. Like one of them's at Pebble Beach, just like,
yeah,
which is like his. The
I mean,
he lives.
Here's
well,
I mean,
not lives, but
I mean, running, just kind of running down like the,
or
the
one of the girls he slept with lives.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure,
there you go.
I'm sure
someone
that,
had to say it.
I'm sure those are cocktail waitresses. I'm sure Lindsey Vonn was booing the entire time.
No, so yeah, no, I mean, just kind of running down the list. So Woods obviously, you know, topped out at the number one spot. Jason Day, he's another good one. He was tied for fifth. With Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
Ricky Fowler, like I said, he technically finished in the top 10, so good for him. Good for Ricky. Okay.
Okay.
I like Ricky Fowler. Poulter, he's another one from I think English
golfer.
He made 12th. Mickelson dropped to 18th, which I guess respectively It's, you know, right where he should be, I guess.
I will say my favorite Masters highlight was Barkley, like, ignoring, I think it was the Celtics-Pacers game, because he's watching the Masters.
Was he? He probably had money on it.
Well, and Tiger's also his boy. They had a lot of Vegas trips together.
Got it, yeah.
It was Barkley, Urkel, and Tiger. That was the group. Yeah.
I would say...
That's real. That's 1,000% true.
Yeah. Honestly, just to finish up, the two surprising things for me is that...
That you actually watched the Masters?
Spieth and McElroy both were in the 20s.
It's McElroy, even I know
McElroy.
That.
Oh, McElroy. Well, sorry. McElroy.
The elf. He looks like an elf. I'm sorry.
I keep saying McElroy because of how it's spelled. Sorry.
McElroy.
Yeah, McLroy. Okay, anyway... Them two, who usually are in the top, I mean, they were in the 20s, so, and they were tied for, you know, so, you know, exciting, good for golf, and good for Tiger, so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Pretty much
it. Real quick NBA stuff, I forgot to mention, I think Milwaukee's probably going to win it all now. Like, Giannis is a monster.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me if, like, they beat the Warriors in, like, six, if the Warriors make it, because Giannis is just like, it's my time now. I'm the captain now. Durant goes to New York, the Warriors trade Draymond, and then it's just Steph and Clay for the rest of the time. And then, or the Rockets could go to the finals, which, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry, you think that Milwaukee's going to win the whole thing?
I think so. I think
Golden State's going to.
No, I just I
think
know.
This is the last year.
They just seem really creaky, and Durant seems.
They
like
do, but I still can't. I can't bet against them.
I don't want to, but I'm like, they got to play the Rockets in round two. They lost Boogie to a torn quad. That's not great.
BFD, man.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying, like, the Rockets look good right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's the right time
to
play
the
Warriors.
They look good last year,
but it's
too.
The right time to play the Warriors. Is what I'm saying. It's the right time.
Okay.
Like, you know. And
it's the right time.
It is.
James Harden is a machine.
He is a machine.
But I've seen this.
I know
this
we've,
story
seen,
play
we've
out,
seen this movie before.
And
Chris Paul's bound to get hurt eventually.
Yeah. Every time he gets, or even touches the floor, I'm like, is he gonna get up?
The Blazers.
He's down.
The Blazers look good. Dame Lillard's finally having the playoffs we always thought he would. That's
good
been fun.
For him. Yeah, that was good. Especially after that crazy injury they had.
Yeah, the Thunder are dying. As Paul George is hurt and Russ is Russ.
Yeah.
Then the Spurs are taking care of business with Denver. Denver's choking. Sad.
I didn't really think much of Denver.
Well, I'm just saying. It's weird.
I know they were good.
It's
they
weird
because, really well,
like,
but...
well, Jokic is like, amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Spurs will get knocked out next round.
They will. Well, they'll have to play the Blazers. Yeah. Blazers Thunder winner.
I think
so. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Blazers look really good. They're a good 3-point team.
Yeah, McCollum and Lillard.
Yeah.
So. All right. We're gonna move on to some superhero shit. Let's see. Disney Plus had their huge presentation last week, and they announced a bunch of Marvel shows.
Yeah.
Some we knew about, some we didn't. We knew about the Falcon and Winter Soldier show.
Yep.
Jeremy Renner's getting a Hawkeye show. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, that I think was announced shortly after. Winter Soldier.
Because I knew about Vision and Scarlet Witch too.
Yeah, and then Loki's getting his.
That's right. That's the other one. Loki's the other one.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I don't know. Is it?
Well, we'll know after next weekend.
Well, it's true. And then, well, speaking of spoilers, Endgame I guess leaked online.
Yeah, like
I haven't.
A couple
I
seen
no, anything.
I'm staying.
We gotta get our tickets. By the way, I got the green light for it. We need to get tickets.
Are you going Friday or Saturday? Because we're going to go Friday.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Well, she closes Saturday.
Oh, my God. All right, fine. Fine. We'll see it. You'll see it Friday. I'll see it Saturday.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I'm not going to see it on Friday or Saturday. So.
We get it.
We get it. You're a loser. You'd rather watch golf.
You're better than us.
And mispronounce a big-time name in golf, too. While yeah,
I know.
While I'm at it.
That's okay.
I do that all the time. I am terrible with
Who's
names.
Who's this Wads guy? Wads?
Wads?
Tiger Wads?
What the
Tiger Watts?
I thought you were talking about Watt for a second, and I realized, no. Oh, Tiger Woods.
No, but yeah, Endgame leaked online.
Yeah,
and
a bunch of scenes.
Thank God the internet hasn't really ruined it. You'd figure. But
seriously.
They've been nice about it. They've been really nice.
Yeah, I do like how the Russo brothers came out saying, hey, don't
that's
spoil
not cool.
the frame about it.
Well, yeah, that's not cool.
Exactly.
Like, congratulations, like, you know, Endgame ends. But good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I talked with one of the guys I work with, and he's going in completely blind, hasn't seen any of the trailers.
Wow.
Scott.
No, this is Chris Edmund.
Oh, okay.
He
There's a few coworkers of ours that are doing this. Yeah. Well, people are freaking out about this movie. I'm like, wonderful. I'm a comic book. Listen, I'm a comic book fanatic, and I think that the movie's going to be, you know, great. But
I mean, that's the one here's another problem. For.
I have learned from my mistakes. Mm. You hype the machine up too goddamn much, and no matter what happens at the end of a movie, you're going to be somewhat like, really? Is that what you're going to have? Those people that are just going to be like, fine, okay, whatever.
We don't let those people ruin it for you. If you think,
no. I'm not talking about spoiler alerts. I'm just saying, like, I'm not ridiculous. Like, I'm a big comic book fan, but I'm not like going to die because I can't see it opening night.
Fine. Good for you.
So
we get it. You better than us.
Yeah.
It's not even the movie I'm most hyped for. I mean, Godzilla's my lane, but
oh really? I hope that's good too.
But I mean, the Endgame's gonna be fun.
Is it Ghidorah? Ghidorah?
Ghidorah.
Yeah. Oh man, he looks awesome.
Well, yeah, Aaron Donald did the motion capture for him. So
really?
No joke. But the fact that he believed it though.
Wow, good for him.
Actually, if anything, he was Godzilla.
Yeah, that's true.
Motion captured the suit onto him, and then so when you see him running at King Ghidorah in the snow, Donald.
It's like the 60s Godzilla where you see the zipper in the back.
Yeah, right. But yeah, so Endgame leaked. Oh, as far as the Disney Plus shows, which one are you the most excited for?
I think it ultimately depends on
just based on the premise. Premise.
I'd say like Falcon, Winter Soldier, just because the last time you see really those two interacting together is Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
like I think that you can sit there and say Infinity War, but like to see them kind of really interacting together was Civil War.
All right,
that seemed like it could be fun.
I'm kind of in for Hawkeye just because, like, Jeremy Renner just, like, going on missions so sounds fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just knowing that when he's, like, not filming Hawkeye, he's flipping houses, and I love that.
Yeah.
He's a house flipper. It's funny.
Did you see his movie, Tag?
I did not see Tag.
Oh, Tag was actually pretty good. I like it.
You're the only person I heard that actually enjoyed Tag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, what the hell?
What's the one that you and I watched with, it's the murder mystery one that was really good in the snow?
That one, Wind River.
That one was really
good. Wind River was good.
Wind River is, which came out, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
That was an excellent movie. It's a little depressing.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah. It's like the kind of like up there in that alley with like Bone Collector maybe not quite that.
Winner's Bone or Bone Collector?
No. Denzel
Bone Collector?
That one, yeah. But I'm saying it's that kind of mystery. But then it's a completely different, you know, the reason why.
That makes sense. Okay.
People are dying.
Was good.
Oh, I like that movie.
Keep getting them checks, Renner. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But that's one I'm most excited for, too. I mean, Loki sounds cool on paper, but I don't know.
They really said they're going to do a Loki movie?
It's Disney Plus. Disney Plus has
all those things. Okay.
Yeah, like they have the Star Wars Mandalorian show. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But
Mandalorian.
Yeah, dude, I know.
And I like the actor, too.
They have a bunch of good actors in it.
No, I'm saying who plays Boba Fett, though.
Well, is it Boba
Fett?
It's the Mandalorian.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it looks awesome.
Last bit of superhero shit, because it was kind of a light week. The Flash finally came back last night.
Yeah, Flash.
Caitlin Snow herself directed the Godspeed episode. So shout-outs to Daniel Panabaker.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Heck yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
She can freeze me.
Oh, she's cold. Because she's killer fast.
No, she's just flat out fucking hot.
Anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to
good
you.
Episode.
Girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
I did, I watched it. I gotta say it.
What'd you think of Godspeed's costume?
It was interesting.
Yeah. I know a couple stories I read is the they called it the God crotch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His crotch was obviously
it was a solid episode, although it was another example of dumbass Barry.
Yeah.
We're doing this again.
Exactly.
This dipshit Barry.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I wanted to see more of kind of Godspeed in it.
I'm sure you'll get more.
Yeah, and
inevitably you'll get more.
It was fun to see how.
Sounds like you're going to get more crotch. I guess maybe you're going to get more crotch.
You can always get more crotch.
Yeah. You can never get enough God crotch. Right?
I haven't seen this yet, so I'm gonna.
I'll show you a picture.
Arrow would still be on the air. You know.
No, that's run its.
It's run its course.
I got off. I like that show too, and I just couldn't keep up with. There's so many episodes on those CW. There's too many. There's too many episodes. Yeah. I get people are watching though. Okay,
that's
whatever.
Their bread and butter, man.
Oh, I know.
See, the CW is the house that Arrow built.
Yep.
Well, and speaking of which, I watched that episode last night, and it was all right.
Oh, you're like, I'm ready for this end.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I mean, spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen it yet, it was more like focused around the canaries.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't Birds of Prey a thing coming? Oh no, that's a movie that's coming out, right?
Yeah, it was a show on the WB.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. Oh, my God. That's right. That was so long ago.
I know.
That was sad.
But, yeah, getting back to The Flash, I think it's going to be interesting because, you know, the end of the episode, spoiler alert, you know, Barry confronts Thawne and kind of saying, how can you sit there and try and turn my daughter against me? And he's like, look, I'm going to be dead in, what was it, 10 minutes or so?
Yeah. 10 minutes, even though you know he's gonna get out.
Exactly, and
you know he's getting out. It's like, this is all part of my plan.
Exactly,
can see it coming.
Yeah, that's his whole plan to get out and is to sit there and create this drama because Barry's gonna get distracted and fall for it. Because
dumbass Barry.
Yeah,
I love The Flash, but like really lean on Barry being an idiot.
I just got burnt out on The Flash a little bit here and there too because there's too many freaking episodes.
I know.
They're all an hour long. Well, I guess
45 minutes.
If you watch on Netflix or something, it's 45 minutes. And, but if you're watching it live, it's an hour long.
Well that's why you record it.
They're on network.
Fast forward.
They're on network TV. What do you want?
I don't have time for that shit.
Oh, last little bit of superhero news. John Cena might be in Suicide Squad 2.
I saw that.
I think that's confirmed that he's.
Oh, it's confirmed. I just saw he was in talks.
Yeah, I think he signed on to either replace Aldis. Alba, or he's joining?
No, Idris Elba's in it. He's just not playing Deadshot. They're just getting rid of Deadshot. He's playing a totally different character.
Yeah, I think the character they said John Cena was going to play was Peacemaker? I don't know.
I mean, I'm surprised Jai Courtney's coming back. Well, not really, because Jai Courtney needs food. Because it just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I already see that
he's Australian Scott Eastwood.
It seems like there's so many issues.
Didn't they say Batista dropped out too?
No, he wasn't ever going to be in it.
I thought they said Batista was going to be in it because of James Gunn.
No, he said I would. Like, if he wants me, I'll be there.
Maybe that's
no. His dance card's full. I mean, he's got Guardians 3 to do, and he's filming Dune right now.
Yeah.
And he has a movie coming out again in the summer with Kumail Nanjiani, which good for him.
Yeah.
Both of them, actually.
Seriously.
I think I just saw the commercial for that too.
Yeah.
The drop,
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. I mean, he really busted his ass.
Dude, did you see Batista's interview where he like kind of called out The Rock? It was amazing.
It was probably a joke, though.
Not even call him out, but he's like, you know, I could have been if I wanted to. I get enough offers where I could be The Rock if I wanted to, but I want to work with like serious directors. I was like, ooh.
Oh, I think I think that's him making it.
I mean, it's kind of
true. Well, he's also staying relevant by saying that, and I'm telling you. He probably has a lot of respect for The Rock.
Oh, no, he does. No. They're friends, but I mean, like, you know, he's like, I could, if I wanted to, I could do Skyscraper, sure.
Yeah, but
I'd rather work with Denny Villeneuve.
No, but he was on the Chris Jericho podcast a while back. I mean, this was like a...
Because
they did... It was one of those hiatus moments. Because he's officially retired, actually.
Allegedly,
because...
Well, you never really retire.
Exactly.
That's the one thing about wrestling.
Professional wrestling.
For sad reasons, you never retire.
But he even said he's very... humble, and he said, you know, when I got the call for being, you know, in Guardians, his jaw dropped. He couldn't believe it. He was almost gonna cry, like all the stuff. So I really don't think that he.
But it was just kind of like, that's interesting.
He knows how to do business.
They need to sell their differences in the ring.
WrestleMania 30, ladder match, or TLC,
and it's not 10 or 11 care people.
When The Rock's plug in Jungle Cruise next summer, he can fight Batista.
That's coming out too. That's going to be bad.
Hey, fuck you. It's him and Emily Blunt. How dare you?
Oh, I like Emily.
There you go.
Okay, never mind.
I forget who's directing, but I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Like,
as
long as
I thought Jumanji was going to be bad. Jumanji was
and what? And I was one. I said that too. I was like, Jumanji could be interesting.
It was actually pretty solid.
They need to include some of those adult jokes that they put on the Jungle Cruise when you go on it at night.
they have to have the joke where like they shoot the gun in the air. There's no bullet.
Yeah.
And the hippos just go down anyway.
Exactly.
But
those hippos were scary.
Well, moving on from superhero shit, the other, because everything always breaks after we finish recording. It's just mandate.
Yeah.
Star Wars Episode 9 dropped their trailer last Friday morning, and yeah, man, there's a couple things I'm concerned about. I mean, I know most of it's noise because if like J.J. Abrams shows you something, it means like there's something totally different coming because that's just how he is.
Yeah.
But the Palpatine laugh at the end, I was like, oh boy. What are we doing? Are we doing this? Like,
hey, he survived that fall.
Well, I mean, if it could just be a ghost. Like, I'm sure Luke's going to be a ghost. Well, Luke's not going to have to be a ghost. But you know what I mean.
Well, also with the title of the movie, well, is that Leia's, like, no. going to die? Even though I don't even think she's in it?
She is.
They have
some unused footage from Last Jedi.
From before she passed away. Okay, yeah. She was sick, though, or something, right? Yeah.
No, well, she wasn't sick.
Which I don't think... She wasn't...
She finished everything for Last Jedi, and then she was filming season 3 of Catastrophe when she passed.
Right, and then she... How did she die again?
She was on a plane, just her heart.
Her heart, yeah, right.
But we're not getting into that, because we're not going to bum everybody out.
And her mom died, like, right after that.
Yes, Debbie Reynolds did go after that. That's right. There's a document on HBO about them.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
Anywho.
Sorry.
The Rise of the Skywalker, I think it's just going to end up replacing what the Jedi are. Because if you remember episode 8, it was basically Luke saying, like, Jedi were bullshit, man. That's why it was so cool. It was like, look, they fucked up royally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, time and again. And that's why they need to end. Like, they're not this great thing.
And the book scene with Yoda, where it's like, they're just books.
Yeah, well, it's never about the tree.
I've never read them.
Well, but it's like, there's a thousand-year-old
tag. I just kicked ass, and I'm shorter than all of you.
Page-turners, they're not.
Page-turners, they're not.
I was like, it's not about the tree, because then she had the books anyway. So I think that's what it'll be, and then people are like, oh, but are they going to turn the thing back on their parents? I'm like, no. It'll be different, but it'll be...
Yeah, hopefully that's done. Yeah.
But it looks cool. Like,
yeah.
The opening shot of like her like
flipping
over the TIE Interceptor, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, it went even from the first go, like, what is it? Not The Last Jedi, but before that, The Force Awakens,
mm-hmm.
the scene, the first time you get to see all the spacecrafts on a planet, like, actually, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh,
when Kylo Shuttle
so
goes
cool.
down?
Oh, yeah. It was so cool.
Well, it was all practical, because it's practical.
Right.
You can see it. Yeah. Speaking of Mark Hamill, Child's Play dropped their full-length trailer today.
Yes.
That looks cool. And you only get a little snippet. Yeah, well, it's a really cool concept. Like, now it's more than he's just a toy. He's also, like, Alexa.
Pretty much, because
he can control a smart house. You see him controlling drones and, like, really fucking shit up.
Yeah, you can control through like an app and everything.
Yeah, because it's like an eToy basically.
Exactly.
I think that could backfire. Though.
It could. Like, don't get
Hopefully
me wrong.
Hopefully, it doesn't.
There's some places where it can backfire, but it
Hopefully
looks
not.
Creepy, and it looks like they're at least it's not like a lazy remake.
And you have one of the most iconic voices in. I don't even know if you really just call it cinema, but also television.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, movies.
Hall of Fame voice actor Mark Hamill.
Yeah, great.
Seriously, and
the Goodnight Andy, you're like, oh yeah,
that end clip.
Oh yeah,
I'm just goosebumps. Glad they got rid of the just trying to drag it along with the.
That's gonna be a TV show on Sci-Fi because Don Mancini owns the. He's continuing his own series.
So is it gonna be the old voice actor that did
it?
Probably.
But I don't know if you saw Cult of Chucky.
Yes, I tried to.
It was good.
Is that the one that chicken in the wheelchair, right?
Well, but that's the sequel to that one.
Yeah,
Wonder She's in the Wheelchair is great.
Terrible.
Curse of Chucky's amazing, but Cult of Chucky is fine.
Okay.
They're in a mental institution all the time, but
The
way it ends,
it's the same actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's from the
Dorf's,
yeah.
I think it's his niece. Fiona Dorf. It's his niece or his daughter, I don't forget what. But the way that ends, they don't necessarily need
Isn't
him.
Isn't Andy in the Cult of Chucky like
he is in
the very beginning
in the very
character?
End of Curse.
That's right.
He has one of the Chuckies in a box. like a whole bunch of cut up. Like but his head can still talk to him.
Okay.
It's cool.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that, yeah. I don't know, I haven't really gotten back into Chucky.
Oh, well, fine. Good for you.
Good childhood
great
childhood.
The remake looks pretty
movies,
looks pretty good. I'm excited for it.
Plus you get Aubrey Plaza.
Yes, you do.
Hubba Hubba.
Okay. That's a good one.
The other trailer that dropped today was Hobbs and Shaw. Which
craziness, baby, all day long.
I'm very sad, by the way, that they ruined where he shows up, where Hobbs shows up with his family to do the haka dance. Yeah. That hurt. I wanted to see that. Like, I wanted that to be a surprise. Damn it. Because I'm like, all right, this is already going to be fun, but now this is ridiculous.
It's all ridiculous all day long. It's going
to
be great.
But look, good for The Rock and Idris Elba to be two leads and being in their 50s. Yeah. Well, think about that.
A buttload of money.
Well, so does Idris. Idris Elba's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, sexiest man alive.
Well, how many seasons was Luther?
It's still going.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, he did 3 seasons of The Wire. He was in The Office. He just done
Luther.
Right,
yeah, yeah. Now, Luther was
one done
a
ton of movies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
man works.
I think there was an HBO showing, like, the Dark
Tower.
He's
got a show, ugh, Dark
Tower. Yeah, I don't think, I couldn't get into that, yeah. I don't know what the hell was going on, I just turned it off.
It was, we need to get this out in theaters or we lose the rights.
Wasn't it based off of something?
It was a series of books, a series of Stephen King books, but, like, it was only a 90-minute movie, and there was a lot to pack into the Dark Tower.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave it there.
Idris Elba versus The Rock and Statham.
Yeah.
Who's also almost 50, I think.
Probably.
Like, that's kind of cool when you think about it.
No, I think
it just looks dumb and awesome, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw the trailer just towards the end with the helicopter.
Yes.
Dude, it's not Fast and Furious if you don't up the... I don't know where the hell they're going to go. At this point, they're going to have cars in space.
Well, that's the joke. I mean, we saw 8, and we're like, all right, we're at submarines now. This is, we're doing this.
It's crazy.
The last trailer that dropped, but no one noticed because no one cares about it anymore, is X-Men Dark Phoenix. This is the last time we're going to see this group of X-Men for at least 10 years because Marvel said that we're not doing it. We don't care.
No, I don't blame them.
We're taking our time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to sit there and do it properly.
Well, we'll just put it on ice because we don't need it.
Yeah, I'm not saying like any of those characters are bad.
I mean, good for Sansa Stark for being Jean Grey.
Yeah,
that's all I have to really say about that because it just looks like another X-Men movie.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm just gonna wait to rent it.
Me too. Okay. Let's see the other Disney Plus stuff that they drop. It's gonna be $7 for now.
Yeah, $7 a month. And then $69.99 for the year.
Yeah, and then they're gonna have the Disney Vault movies on day one.
Yeah,
most of them. It looked like most of them. Pretty much everything in the Disney catalog. So yay! They didn't mention any of the stuff they got from Fox. I'm sure that's gonna trickle in later. So you'll get all the Alien and all the Die Hard movies.
Probably. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. They own a lot of that. All 30 seasons of The Simpsons on day one. The Mandalorian on day one.
They're also getting the Clone Wars.
Oh yeah, they have a terrible looking remake of Lady the Tramp dropping on day one.
Oh, I didn't even know they were doing that.
Oh yeah, it's Justin Thoreau is the Tramp, and then Tessa Thompson's the lady.
Okay, I'll pass.
Well, they showed a still from it. And I'm like, oh, like it just instead of like you know how, like Jungle Book or Lion King look.
Yeah,
this one looks more like Air Buddies. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, it's like actual, they use like a real dog.
Yeah.
And have the mouth move instead of it just being like, we're going to create, that's what it looks like anyway. I could be wrong. But
I don't think Disney would do.
Well, that's why, but that's why they saved it for the app.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, there's another remake they're saving for the app too. It's like, oof, that's cold. I forget which one it was, but I'm blanking. Because like if they feel confident enough about it, they'll just put it in theaters. You'll get all the Marvel.
The Aristocrats?
No.
Aristocats?
if they made the Aristocrats, that'd be incredible. That would be incredible. If you can get Gilbert Gottfried to do just his him and Saget to do the Aristocrats jokes, or him, Gilbert Gottfried, Saget, Silverman, and then I think Drew Carey is the other one that was pretty amazing. Just the fourth time to make that a movie. It never
do it now.
It never get released, especially Saget's, but still.
This should be rated R. I'm just throwing it out there.
Should be rated
you
R.
Can't have an Aristocrats movie without being rated R. They were also trying to thought. Oh yeah, they'll have all the Star Wars movies up until Rise of Skywalker on their day one. All the Marvel movies, including Captain Marvel, on day one.
When's the drop date?
November.
I want to say it's later this year.
November.
My birthday, November.
Yep.
your birthday month.
But that's definitely, like, with the way streaming services are going, this is one of them we kind of need to have. And that's just not because we're a shill for Disney podcast, which we kind of unofficially are at this point. Yeah. Every week it's always like, hey, Disney.
Hey,
but they really...
It's kind of, but it's also because they own Star Wars and freaking Marvel.
Well, like, Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel, they all... Right, yeah. The entire Fox library. Oh, yeah, you're going to be getting FX, National Geographic,
yeah.
All their channels on it as well, so... Yeah, like they really care about committing to Netflix now.
Plus, I mean, if you're gonna do the month to month or whatever for $6.99, it's already beating Netflix.
Even though it's gonna, you know, it's gonna go up, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and then
that's,
I'm wondering
if
Netflix
everything.
Can drop back down.
No, Netflix came out saying like, no, we're okay with that.
Well,
prices.
That's because Netflix.
Well, yeah, they've
like,
got
we spent,
TV, they have
we
their
spent,
own TV shows and stuff too.
And like 95% of them are mediocre as fuck. That's my Netflix hot take.
So you think Netflix is gonna have a major hit?
No, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. No,
they haven't.
Well, they haven't turned a profit yet.
Yeah, when Disney announced, like, they
lost a couple stock points.
Yeah, they lost a ton of stock
points.
Oh, really?
I just think, like...
And that's just the announcement.
Yeah.
Imagine when it actually launches.
Mm-hmm, and then Disney's going to trickle out their Fox library and whatever else as the months go on.
Well, maybe they will get it.
All right, last thing before we get into Thrones. What's good? What have you guys seen lately?
So, I watched a movie that...
Uh-huh.
We saw in high school, and actually your brother really enjoyed.
Oh, no.
This is Brian's brother he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because you're pointing in these
things. Oh, sorry, my bad. My bad.
I'm an only child.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, God, what? I can't think of the movie name.
Oh, come on. Help me.
Horror movie?
No, it's not a horror. It's a comedy. It's got... Scott from like the original X-Men.
James Marsden, okay.
Yeah.
Sex Drive?
Yes, there we go.
Sex Drive's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially if you watch the unrated version.
Yeah, we didn't watch the unrated, but
Oh my god.
It's great, yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've seen the unrated.
Oh no,
and Marsden's awesome in that movie.
That's Marsden's best role.
He's so good. He's so good in
it. If he dies tomorrow, I want that to be the first thing. I know it'll be X-Men, but it should be Sex Drive.
Yeah, that's a great
Rex
movie.
Is my favorite, one of my favorite characters the last 10 years.
Seriously.
Him eating it on the garage is incredible.
That's exactly what I was thinking about right now. And he looks like he totally did it. Like he committed to it.
When they're in the field and he's doing the wheeling.
We're not going to get through this if we keep talking about that.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
I mean, we were sitting there watching and the first 5 minutes we're just cracking up. Like it's just great underrated.
Clark Duke, man. He's great, too. The best friend.
Yeah. Him, and then you got Seth Green.
Seth Green's great.
The Amish guy.
And the only Fall Out Boy material I've ever enjoyed.
Yeah.
It's Fall Out Boy perform in the barn.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have money, but we did fix your bus.
Yeah.
That was good.
But we don't have any money. Oh, no, it's cool. We totally live off of, doing the stuff for free, man.
Okay, Seth Green, I forget. It's really good.
All right. What else?
And I'm still plugging away at the office.
Woo! Have you finished season 3 yet?
I'm close.
Oh my God.
The episode I finished off on was Michael Scott's going up to New York because he's interviewing for a corporate job.
So you're at the finale.
Yeah, I'm like right there.
Okay.
And that Pam just confessed that she canceled her wedding because she had feelings for Jim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
See, I know parts, bits and pieces of that. But
how about you?
Man, you know, it's really funny you brought up Aliens, or the Alien franchise, because I actually rented, off of Amazon Prime. I just was like, you know what? I want to watch the movie Aliens, the James Cameron one.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, oh my God, I forgot how much I love that movie.
Okay.
And the extended version is so much different from the theatrical version.
Game over, man. So, game over.
Yeah. That was Bill,
really rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
Yes.
And Paul Reiser is great in it, too.
They're all good. Hicks, man.
It was in a trailer.
Was it Michael Biehn, right? That's his name?
Michael Biehn.
Biehn, yeah. Oh, my God.
John
he's a badass.
Or not John Connor. Kyle Reese.
Yeah. Kyle Reese, from Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy just kind of disappeared after a while. But
he's
cares?
He's all a fan character actor. He's a
character. That's true. Yeah, he doesn't need to be.
No, he's fine.
No,
he's in the Abyss.
Oh, he is in the Abyss. Oh,
he's
my God.
He's a Cameron
God.
Guy.
I forgot
he's
about
a total
that.
Cameron guy.
That's right. Yeah. No, he's good. But I think that was... I don't really remember... What else I did? I think I was. I just honestly NBA playoffs and
okay, that's
Nerf guns. Counts.
Oh, Nerf guns. Yes, but that's for another time.
That still counts. We can. It's whatever.
I'm just honestly getting into just kind of Nerf modding now, just for a random hobby.
That's a thing?
It is, yeah.
Nerf modding.
Oh, yeah. These suckers, they shoot hot. Like, you have to wear eye protection with these. I'll show you next time.
Do you have protection?
I'll bring them over next time. Not here, but, okay. In a safe, yeah.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm kind of making artillery, and you just,
It's delightful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were talking about this on our group chat. I was like, and then one of our friends mentioned, well, can I drink a beer? And I said, well, you have to. That's how you practice.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's your pregame warm-up.
Heck yeah.
Right there. And then you just start firing off, and then you get the blood flowing, and then you go for more
drinks.
That's
your Gatorade right there.
That is your Gatorade.
I just wish I could rent out. Like, the best thing to do is to rent out some kind of a place, and you shoot it with, like, bunkers, because they sell...
No, let's just go into Walmart and just have a Nerf fight.
That's Jackass. That's straight out of Jackass. We get in so much trouble for that.
That'd yeah, be fun,
we're still young great. And spry. Well, Johnson and I are still young and spry. You're watching golf now, so
I'm already
been
over
watching
the hill.
Golf. I just
you're still in your 20s.
I don't watch that.
You got a month and a half left.
I know, right?
Well, playing golf is fun too because it's a drinking sport. You're talking about booze, you
yeah.
drink that.
Well, yeah, the
and,
last time we snuck onto
bowling.
A course, we almost killed a couple of geese.
And
well, Chauncey also has trouble like holding on to the club because that sucker went at least once or twice before.
Well,
you and Anthony.
I don't like to miss. So. I don't know.
All of a sudden you hear this.
Yep.
What do I hit?
so for me, the usual Barry, Veep, Better Things, What We Do in the Shadows, all killing it. Those are all great. Billions is rocking it. I'm enjoying Fosse Verdon on FX. That's pretty fantastic. Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams are awesome. Let's see. I did want to shout out two shows I keep wanting to bring up every week, but I just keep forgetting. It's my fault. Fresh Off the Boat and ABC. Great sitcom. Love it. They're going to be finishing their fifth season next week. And then Speechless might be getting canceled by the end of the month. They finish up their third season.
Wait, what, Will?
Which Speechless.
One? Oh, I don't know.
It's great. Minnie Driver's on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's, those are, like, ABC's got, like, a really great stable of comedies.
I have been very interested in the...
Goldbergs and School 2 are pretty fantastic, and Single Parents.
Man, there's too much TV.
I know. Well, I'm
so
lucky.
Much
well,
TV.
Hulu's a godsend.
Oh, that's
get all,
true.
They get all
yeah,
networks. Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, we have all the seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Christina got me into that, finally.
So
that's
good.
What I'm, that's my next one I'm committed
so good.
To. So
Captain Holt, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta finish that.
I'm trying to think. There's a show I was going to recommend for you to
put Always Sunny in Philadelphia, too.
Oh, yeah, Phil.
It's still going.
Oh, it is still going.
Oh, God, that's great. That best thing about Always Sunny in Philadelphia is you can literally just put on a random episode. Just pick an episode,
yeah,
and you can watch it, and it's just so terrible, awfully great, happiness, just
yeah, it's,
all
it's,
around.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Yeah.
Movie-wise, we did watch Kingpin last week, and Kingpin's still the best.
That's a good movie. That's
easily, okay.
That's a cult classic, though, right?
No, it was a hit.
Was it really
it was a hit?
Okay.
But it's probably my low-key, it's my favorite Bill Murray performance. Bigger McCracken's the best.
I still like him from the zombie movie.
Well, that's but he's just Bill Murray.
Man.
So
I mean, it's in my
what's wrong with that?
It's in my Bill Murray top 10. But like Kingpin, Bigger McCracken's the best. I know people are like Ghostbusters or Caddyshack, which are on the Mount Rushmore, but
yeah.
Bigger McCracken.
It was a different role.
It was the first time he was ever a bad guy.
That
the only
too,
time he's
yeah.
ever really been a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's a total prick.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
He cost Woody Harrelson his hand, for God's sake. Because
he's a
petty.
Person, yeah.
He's petty.
Wow.
All right. That's it for what's good. Wes and I are going to clear out and talk about Thrones. Brian, you want to stick around for that, or are you just going to go home?
I actually watched the first episode.
Oh, that's right, you did.
I did. I actually watched it. Wow. My wife read
wow,
all.
Wow,
the,
wow, wow.
I'm not like a big, you know, crazy with the
Throner.
Not really the. No, I mean no. Game of Thrones is great. I committed to the first two seasons, but then I kind of.
Well, three is the best one.
Yeah.
Three's incredible. It's like the
one where they
the
all
red wedding.
No, the red. That's the red wedding season. The season where you get Jamie and Brienne
the,
on the road
the,
together.
Is that the big? The very final episode is the big battle scene with the ships and stuff like that.
No,
crazy...
that's the end of season 2. That's Blackwater. That's the ninth episode. That's not even the end of the season. That's the second one. The second last.
So yeah, I don't even know. Well, my wife read all of the books when the first season came out.
Okay.
She was so into it that she read all the books and we always chatted about it, which was actually kind of nice because she. got to, you know, talk about it with somebody, and I'm not going to read a 1,000-page each book is 1,000 pages.
Well,
and very, very complex, and the characters in the way that it is, it just, it's like...
Anyway, what did you think about the premiere? Winterfell?
That was alright.
Oh!
I enjoyed the episode, but like...
Well, it's the throat clearing before all the shit goes down.
Yeah,
I mean, we're gonna give you all these really awesome reunions, like, Arya reuniting with Jon was really nice, Arya reuniting with the Hound was amazing.
Yeah, I mean...
reuniting with Gendry was cool, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was more kind of like... It's throat clearing
before, like, we lay the hammer down.
Yeah.
Tyrion getting dunked on, we'll talk about that in a second, but that's all that happened to him. But Jon finding out about his parentage from Sam.
Which I thought was...
That was intense.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a little gun-shy, though?
No. What?
No. That quick? I thought that they would be at least two.
They've been dragging it out for a while.
Yeah. About it for what? Almost a full season, though?
Yeah, because Gilly discovered it, and then Sam kind of extra out of it. He's like, oh yeah, Bran and I figured it out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Gilly's the one that figured it out. You weren't even listening.
Yeah.
But
no, I think it was
They had to drop it now.
Right, okay.
Because the whole thing, like, with Daenerys, nobody wants her there. And Daenerys, A, doesn't care, and B, Jon refuses to see that she's, like, a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's progressively showing that her character isn't really that great.
Well, she's changing.
Well, she's becoming her dad.
Exactly.
Becoming the Mad King.
Or it's either you bend the knee or
that's where they're going with that. Because like, when she's like, oh, you're Samuel Tarly, huh? Can you pardon me? I stole my dad's sword. Wait, not Randall Tarly. Yeah, why? Oh.
Yikes.
Jorah didn't bother to brief her like, hey, it's Samuel Tarly. You burnt her brother, or his dad, his brother and dad alive.
Yeah.
Just heads up.
Yeah.
That was...
Oof.
Yeah, that's tough. He's a lovable character, too,
I know.
So that really hits you hard.
Sansa hates her.
Yeah.
Well, nobody...
It's nice to see Sansa kind of like...
Nor should they.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
It's nice to see her kind of like...
Oh, she's great. She was my winner for the week.
Yeah, like, to see her kind of transform from, like, this naive
mm-hmm.
girl to, like, pretty much like her mom.
No, not even... No. Better than Kat. Kat was a moron.
No, I know, but like in terms of like...
Ned and Kat were nice people and presumably good parents, but they were dumb.
Very stupid.
But
I agree with that.
I was sad when Kat died, but the Red Wedding was her fault. Well, it was actually Rob's fault, but Kat didn't help.
Yeah.
Tyrion, when she dunked on Tyrion, he's like, you know what? You used to be the cleverest man I ever met.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Well, look, he had a lot of losses.
Yeah.
He's like, he thought, oh, they're going to be really excited and tell him that the Lannister army's coming. Nope. They're going to be... Cersei said she's going to... You really trust what your sister says? And he's like, well...
I saw the look in her eyes when...
She has something to live for. Like, no.
Yeah.
I do love that Cersei was very disappointed that elephants didn't come over with the gold company.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was great.
Yeah. Although I do find it funny, though, like, after she slept with...
Euron.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to put a king in your belly. She's like, oh... Ooh, I get to have a... I'm going to try and get
a king.
Yeah.
Now she's timing it out to make sure it's like, all right, that tracks.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little ridiculous that Theon got to go all SEAL Team 6 and rescue Yara, even though Theon's pathetic and he sucks.
Yeah.
But whatever, it gets Yara back on the board. That's nice. Jon riding the dragon was pretty cool, and I don't know how Dany didn't get that. It's pretty easy that he rode a dragon. It was kind of effortless.
Or the fact that, yeah, I mean, even from last season, the dragon, like, only a Targaryen can ride a dragon.
I'm not as quite as engulfed in it, but it's interesting seeing how the dragons actually, because both of them at one point, because I saw the final episode of the last one too, but they just kind of like approach him.
Yeah,
yeah,
because he can't, because, you know.
But he's of the blood.
And then the whole episode,
like, they
can
sense it, that he's related, you know.
And the whole episode, they're dropping kind of hints when John's like, oh, when Arya and John are having their moment by the tree. You know, he's like, well, we're all family. And it's like, yes, you are.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you don't say.
She's awesome.
Or, you know, just that it's really cool that the dragons are, John and the dragons are coming into Winterfell. It's like, oh, there's a nice symbolism there.
Yeah, you like how, I don't know if you saw the interview, where I guess during that dragon ride, I guess he had like pinched his nut.
Yeah, he almost lost a testicle.
Oh my god!
I know, the poor man.
Yeah, he was sitting there shouting during the take,
and it was cool that the reveal, by the way, happened in the crypts in front of Lyanna Stark statue? Yeah, it's Lyanna Stark statue.
Yeah.
Oh, go on. My wife's coming in to drop some Dragonfire because I know it's coming.
No. I was going to say, I was, I don't know where I saw it. It was on, like, the podcast I was listening to or on, like, Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know I love Reddit. Deep dives, power watching videos.
Yep.
But, so they're saying, they're talking about, like, Jon and, the dragon. So obviously, like, he's Targaryen. So, like, they approached him. But then they're saying, what are your thoughts on, like, what's his face might be a Lannister?
Oh, Tyrion? I've heard that theory.
Because they
I don't
him.
Want it that to be the case. Because then it's just like, well, if they're all Targaryens, like, what are we doing here?
Well, but I mean, like, you would know that they're Targaryens.
No, I know, but you know what I mean? If it's like, if the reveal is like, well, we're all Targaryens, you guys.
Well... But I mean,
I know. So. I'm just saying, like, I'm kind of hoping it's a little more complex than that, because then it's like, it's kind of cool. It makes it, it kind of cheapens, like, Tyrion, like, shedding his family over the years. You know? Like, it's kind of, it's a bigger deal than if it's like, well, he was a Targaryen anyway.
Well, I mean, just because they're Targaryen doesn't mean that they're going to take the throne.
No, I don't mean even taking the throne, just, like, story wise.
Oh. Yeah.
It was nice to see, there's a couple other reunions that were pretty fun, too. Well, just Sam and Jorah was nice. Like, him trying to introduce Dany to him, that was cool.
Yeah.
Even though Dany ruined it, because Dany just ruins everything. She really doesn't get or care that, like, they don't like her.
Yeah.
Which is a problem.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, hopefully it's going to show, like, that it's a problem that she doesn't get that.
Well, it's going to be a problem when Jon has to drop, like, hey, by the way, like, I'm actually your nephew, and I'm actually the rightful... I'm Rhaegar's son, and technically the rightful heir to the throne. Because when Sam's like, well, look, you gave up your crown, but would she? And you know she fucking wouldn't.
Yeah, she's not going to.
No. And Jaime dropped in at the very end of the episode and makes eye contact with Bran. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, over Bran, though. Like, I get it. He knows everything.
Except he didn't tell when Lord Umbar is like, hey, I'm gonna get more wagons, you guys. And he's like, oh, by the way, the Night King will be there. Just okay. So you know. So he's like, nope.
Well, that's because he knows everything. And he's just like letting everything play out.
I didn't even catch that when he's like, I'm waiting for an old friend. I'm like, all right, who's that? I thought he meant like Sam. He's like, nope, it's fucking Jamie. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And next week they showed the preview. Like, Jamie's gonna be on trial because you know he's not popular in Winterfell.
I wonder why.
Well, Danny hates him because, you know, he killed her dad. The Winterfell hates him because he's Jaime Lannister and he pushed Bran out. Although I'm sure Bran will be people stumping for Jaime. It'll be Brienne, Tyrion.
He's going to stand up for Jaime.
It'll be Brienne, Bran, and Tyrion.
Yeah.
That'll be it. Bran will be like, I don't care. Like,
I think it was a nice touch when Cersei's like, oh, like, pretty much, like, we need to punish Tyrion or whatever. Hands the crossbow over.
Which I know Bronn won't use on Tyrion.
No, he won't, but...
Which, by the way, Bronn needs to get a lock on that door.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're with your ladies, and Qyburn's just able to waltz in? Come on, man.
You don't ruin a nice evening like that.
No, and I'm wondering what's going to happen with the gold company. Like, obviously, Cersei's going to screw him over, but I'm wondering, because, like, Euron's like, oh, yeah, we were killing people over dice. Like, I'm sure that's going to go well with a company that's only there because you paid them.
Yeah.
Well, I think her thought process is that, like, obviously when he was like, oh, I'm going to put a king in you, she's going to, like, leverage that baby.
Well, it's Jaime's.
Well, I know, but I mean, like,
yeah.
You know, math back then.
Well, he's going to, Euron's going to somehow asshole his way out of something, and then he's just going to be either a wild card or just be killed.
Well, I mean,
I can see him being killed. But... Like, Cersei turning on him.
Mm-hmm. I thought Arya had a great episode.
Yeah,
like, it was really nice, just her facial expressions, like, A, just, like, really being happy to see Jon, kind of, like, souring on seeing the Hound, and then, like, lighting up seeing Gendry and the dragons. Her moment with the Hound was awesome.
Yeah.
You're a cold bitch. That's probably why you're still alive, and he just leaves.
Yeah.
You stole from me. You left me for dead.
Well, that's when you know your friends.
Well, yeah, I was like, that was kind of nice. Like, you respected her. And Gendry just doesn't get it, and Jon really doesn't get what her journey's been.
Mm.
I do love that she even got to drop a short joke on Kit Harington.
Oh, what do you mean?
When she's like, you know, you used to be taller.
Yeah.
Like, wow, even Arya is getting to make Jon Snow his short jokes.
Yeah.
He does look like a very small man.
He is a small man. I mean, you saw him on SNL. And you're like, oh.
I know, that's too bad.
Like him and like, he's barely taller than Danny, and Danny's very small.
Yeesh.
I know. Like, you could tell when they're filming that scene with him and John and Sansa in Sansa's room, because Sansa's tall.
Yeah.
So, like, they really had to be very careful not to show any wide shots.
Yeah.
I know, that a lot would of be cameras. Hard, like, being a guy in Hollywood and being, like, super short.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of, that was, like, John Wayne, I think, was short. Like, there's a litany of, like, Hall of Fame actors that are, like, oh.
Super short.
Like, Cruise is, like, 5'6".
I don't get why people like him.
Well, you know what I mean. He is a movie star.
Well, yeah, I know.
But he's not like, and like when they do Jack Reacher, they're really careful how they film him.
Yep.
Vin Diesel too. All right, let me think. Let's see. Oh, Tyrion also got dunked on by Varys and Davos.
Yeah.
Because Tyrion apparently is just dumb now.
Yeah. I'm...
Ugh.
I think that's he's just trying to like figure out what to do.
But like
stuff.
Old Tyrion would just know, like, if I tell the North that the Lannister army's coming, like I know the reception I'm going to be getting.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, the North doesn't trust anyone besides the North.
Exactly, and, like, John, yeah. But at the same time, like, you know, John underestimated how much support he would lose. Like, Lyanna Mormont dunked on him, and I love Lyanna Mormont. And she's the one that, like, stuck up for him and basically legitimized his ass, and now she's like, you know what, dude? Like, you gave up your crown. Like, come on, man. And you didn't tell anybody.
Well, I mean, like, what are you supposed to do, though, when you...
That's his argument, too.
...the army of the dead is coming?
Yeah. That's his argument, too, but it's like...
And he, she has the...
But that's the Ned Stark thing. He's like, well, I'm just going to do this and because I know it's the right thing. People are just going to sign on. Like, he didn't pitch it first. He just, like, wrote a letter. It's like, hey, by the way, we got an army and I renounced the North. What?
Well, I mean, it's not like he can make a phone call and be like, hey...
Well, no, but, like, he didn't... Before he left, he didn't bother to...
Well, I know, but I mean, like, he didn't think of that, though.
It's the Ned Stark thing. He didn't think. He just, I'm going to do the right thing. But whatever. Next week, I don't know. Well, I don't know what's gonna happen next week. Aside from John's obviously gonna have to tell Danny and presumably everybody else that he's, you know, really the son of Rhaegon.
I think he's gonna sit on that for a while, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna come out.
They have time
out
for early. That? Because like,
well, they're showing next week where like next week's episode, like, the White Walkers are gonna.
Well, I know the third episode is the Battle of Winterfell. They did say that, so I think like that'll end. It'll end with them coming to Winterfell.
Yeah.
And it's been, I don't know if you made it on the Reddit threads about the crypts at all. The crypts of Winterfell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then they're going to awaken.
Well, that too, but there's like, because even in the new intro, they go into the crypts
yeah.
now, because like, there's a lot of stuff down there that, like, allegedly there might be a dragon egg down there. There's there's Rhaegon's harp, which is down there. They're like, maybe the Night King needs something down there. That's why he's going to Winterfell in the first place.
I was also reading something else that said that the Night King might be from the North, so that's
possibly
like why he's going to the
and
North.
A lot of speculation, like, well, why is Winterfell there, and like, when, why did Bran the Builder
then,
build
like,
it there?
There's some tree, like, in the North.
The Werewood tree.
Yeah. Right, and so they need that tree to set on fire with that one guy who's flaming sword.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, that was a dope scene when, like, the little Umber kid, like, was, like, turned into the White Walker, and they have
creepy.
The symbol. Mm-hmm. That, I guess, the circle is, like, from the Children of the Forest, so I'm sure we'll be seeing those guys again.
Well, I thought they died when they were trying to get Bran out.
Well, maybe. I mean, they're really leaning on the Children of the Forest thing.
Wasn't there just a couple of them?
Yeah, there's only,
that
like,
we
a
know
couple,
of.
Couple
that we know
left.
Of.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, like, they'll need their help because, like,
they created them.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll lean a lot on Jamie next week, which means you're going to get Jamie and Brienne. Woo!
Cool.
Oh, they're the best. And hopefully Brienne and Tormund, because them.
Yeah, they're funny.
Tormund's
funny.
The best.
Yeah.
I always had blue eyes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's still kind of amazing that they didn't take any shots of the Night King last season. They're just like, oh, shit, they just leave.
Old
throw arrows, like that. Try something.
I think they were just more concerned, like, yeah, let's save this battle for another day.
Well,
true.
Let's get off this frozen ice. Yeah.
True, but like that's the whole reason why you went up there in the first place, to kind of defend the wall.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what else is there? I don't know. Damn it, I feel like it was like something else that happened in the, last week, but I forget.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Well, the new opening's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the new opening.
Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of really fun nods to, like, stuff that happened. Because, like, people, like, freeze-framed it and like, oh, yeah, that's the red wedding on there, and that's the dragon. That's the first dragon.
Yep.
It's pretty great. They're like, oh, what do dragons even eat? Whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. All right. All right. You know, your sister doesn't like me. It's like, no shit. I do think they'll have to try to talk to Danny off the ledge or something, because, like, you know that's going to come to a head.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's going to, and it's probably going to be bad.
Probably. It's guaranteed it's going to be
bad. I know, I'm just like, oh boy.
I mean, she might stab someone, yeah.
Because, like, you know, Sam's even like, hey man, like, your girlfriend sucks.
Yeah.
Like, she's bad news, like, you don't get it. What are you talking about? We flew to a waterfall, and it was amazing.
Yeah. Frozen waterfall.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think she's going to do, though?
I don't know. That's the thing. Either threaten to leave or just, like... But now that he can control a dragon, half her leverage is kind of gone.
Well, I mean, like, what do you think she's going to do, like, in a general sense with, like, everything?
I don't know. Because, like, I have a feeling there is going to be a come-to-Jesus moment with her. And I don't know if it's because she, like, loses Jorah or something like that happens. Or she's like, oh, shit. Like, something's going to be her fault. And I don't know what. Like, something's going to have to happen where she's like, oh, I see. I get it now. Like, I'm becoming my dad.
Do you think she's going to lose another dragon?
No. Because, like, she has one. John has one.
The Night King has one.
Oh, that's the other thing. People are like, oh, is Bran going to be able to warg a dragon? Or warg the Ice Dragon? Which, ooh.
Did you hear about, like, Bran maybe being the Night King?
Yeah, well, in Vegas, he was the odds-on favorite to sit on the Iron Throne. Everyone's like, why? And it's like, well, there's the whole Night... He's the Night King theory.
Mm-hmm. I read this other one. Was it yesterday when I was, like, saying that there's also another theory that Dany's gonna be the Night Queen?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, I don't know if I buy that.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, no, just, I don't know. Just like, oh, that's... I don't know, but then you're right. We're at the end time, so anything can happen, but...
Yeah, what do you think?
And then, go ahead.
I mean, I don't foresee it happening, but again...
Well, what do you think's going to happen?
I think... I do kind of, like, agree with Chauncey in terms of that she's going to have, like, a kind of like that come-to-Jesus moment, as you phrased it, that shit's going to get real, and she's, like, something's going to happen, because... Things have been really kind of too smooth as of recently.
Kinda.
Okay, you can say losing
as
the dragon
as good as they can get.
But like, but as of recently, it's been kind of like going too smooth for her, especially with her coming over to Westeros and doing that. So I can foresee something really bad come, like her losing something drastic.
I'm wondering when Melisandre is going to show up, because that's still out there. Because she's like.
She got
booted out of the kingdom, right. And then but she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna die here." She's like, "I'm planning to die in a strange country, which is Westeros, because she's from the east."
Right.
So I'm like, "All right, well, how's she gonna get back there? Does she like hop aboard like Yara's ship? I guess." And then there's still like what's going on with like what's his face, Dario, the dude, Dany like left to run her kingdom while she went west.
Oh.
Yeah.
That feels like such a long time ago.
I know, but like, you know, something's gonna happen there.
Yeah.
You might just like be like, "Oh, fuck this shit. I don't want to be here. I'm just gonna go with her."
Do you think like Yara's gonna come back?
I think. Oh yeah. I don't think they're just gonna be on the Iron Islands and be like, "So who won the war?"
Yeah.
Like the last episode's like, "Geez, they've been gone a long. I haven't heard anything. They don't have a raven. Do you think they made it?"
Well, but then like Theon just left by himself.
Oh, that's true. Well.
And she's like, "Oh, I'm going back."
Well, because she's going to just like, "Well, we're going to outpost here because, you know, they can't come here." Which is true. Well, except the Ice Dragon, but they have no reason to go all the way to Pike because no one wants... Pike sucks.
Yeah.
Like, really.
It didn't look like a very pleasant place when they were
like,
there.
All right,
it
like,
felt great.
It's like, congratulations, you rule the Iron Islands. It's like the one shitty non-tropical island in all of Westeros.
Yeah.
Like, if it was Dorne, then fine. I would roll Dorne every day, but Pike is gross.
Yeah.
It looked all cold and damp.
Yeah, it was like... It looked like Scotland, but surrounded by water.
Yeah, and like not pretty.
No. Yeah. And everyone's terrible there.
Yep.
They have no system, just the drowned god, which is okay, sure. But yeah, I'm glad Thrones is back in our lives for another 5 weeks.
That's crazy. They're just doing 6 episodes.
Yeah, well, but I know the at least the Battle of Winterfell is going to be like feature length.
Oh well, yeah, but still.
I know. It's just hard to believe that Thrones is going to be ending soon.
Yeah.
Well, because I feel like, you know, for the rest of the show, like things move so kind of slowly sometimes, and then like last season.
We're to split this in two.
Yeah.
Well, some shows run into this, like, you know, they need to, like, set up a bunch of stuff so that they can just knock all the dominoes down. Like, Breaking Bad did that the first half of season 5.
Yeah.
Like, you had a couple good episodes, like, when they do the train robbery and stuff, but a lot of it is just, like, throat clearing.
Right.
All right, well, that's it for Thrones, that's it for the show. Next week, we'll be definitely talking about the next episode.
Yep.
I'm sure there'll be a couple more NFL stuff because the draft is like less than 2 weeks away.
I feel like you just ended that.
What?
I feel like you guys just ended the draft.
Well, that was the schedule.
I'm pretty sure draft is next weekend.
No. Oh, shit. It is next week because Avengers comes out next week.
Oh,
wow. So the draft is next week. So we'll preview that, then, you know, we'll recap the whole thing in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then I'm sure there's going to be a trailer that drops tomorrow because it always fucking happens after we stop recording.
Yeah.
Again, more Thrones, and I'm sure there'll be some other fun stuff.
I will have to say, I don't know why you like Better Things so much. I heard you talking about that earlier.
I love Better Things.
They're all fucking horrible people.
Yes.
Those kids
That's
are
why
like
I like Veep, too.
So annoying. Veep is annoying as well.
Mm.
Like, I can't stand when you watch either.
Well, that's why I try to watch them when you're not in the room.
Yeah. But Better Things is just, like, I don't get it. And, like,
I don't know.
You're doing nothing. The story is, like, going nowhere.
Well, it's just, like, episodic.
Like, they're all assholes.
Her kids are assholes. I agree.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the point. Like, she just, everything just heaped on her. I don't know. I enjoy it. But fair enough.
Okay, and then Veep, they're just annoying.
Well, Veep, I just like, is it's a collection of toxic assholes that are... Yeah. Completely incompetent.
Like, I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
There's so many funny people on that. Like, Patton Oswalt's been great this season. I'm glad he's back.
I don't watch it.
Well, I know you don't. I know. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I'm just saying, too.
I'm at least glad you tolerate Billions.
I mean, I don't watch it.
I know, but at least you don't make noises when I watch, like you grumble when I watch Veep for Better Things, or you'll chime in. But at least with Billy, you just read.
Yeah.
But,
it's just background noise while I'm reading.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. All right. Have a good week, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes.